It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to a wonderific Wednesday. It's the 26th already of the month. Wow, it's flying by here. And this is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. And again, you heard the phone number in the intro, 702-298-1063. You're always welcome to call in. A couple of things going on our sports station. Let's see here. Tonight, we have no game scheduled, so it's just going to be sports talk for 24 hours. Tomorrow night, we have Thursday night football with the Baltimore Ravens and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 4:30. Friday night, our Phoenix Suns take on the New Orleans Pelicans at 7 o'clock. And then also Friday night on our sister station, the AM 980, and this is only on the AM, the Peoria Panthers take on the Havasu Fighting Knights. That's a 7 o'clock game. Steve Greeley brings you all the action. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, celebrating Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and they're doing it with pink tea this Saturday, the 29th, between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. in the Warm Sea Bistro. If you wear pink, ladies, and you're going to get some free tea and crumpets. Yes, and then you're going to hear a talk about breast cancer awareness by a surgeon, Dr. Kitty. And you're going to take home some girly gifts and prizes. If you have questions, call Warm Sea at 928-763-CARE, 763-2273. Arizona Comfort Solutions, yeah. Are you going to be comfortable? You know, we're supposed to get back up into the 80s here next week. Is your swamp cooler or your AC going to continue to work and perform for you? Well, if not, you need to call the people at Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400. They can come out and take care of your thermostat, your AC, your swamp cooler. Come back in a couple months, take care of that furnace and heater or heat pumps. In Bullhead City and in Needles, everyone calls Arizona Comfort Solutions. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, relax and rejuvenation awaits you at the spa at Laughlin Ranch. Indulge yourself with a massage, a facial, a full body treatment, or pedicure. And they have fall special packages available and a couple suite too. Yeah. The spa at Laughlin Ranch. Book your appointment today at laughlinranch.com. And remember, the public's always welcome at Laughlin Ranch. All right, a few things going on today. Laughlin has a blood drive at the New Pioneer from 10 to 2, so it just started. And Bullhead City Chamber of Commerce has a ribbon cutting today at the Foodie Grill. That's between the Fitness Center and Smart and Final in Bullhead City. Questions, call the Chamber, 754-4121. Today, Black Bear Diner is giving a portion of their profits to St. Margaret Mary Columbian Ladies Auxiliary. You can get a coupon on our Speak Out 2.0 page, our Facebook page. Tonight is the Walk Away from Drugs in Bullhead City. Yes, 4:30 at Community Park. Excuse me, at Gary Keaton. I'm going to go down the whole list of parks here. At Ken Folvard Park, right by the pool. And you line up at 4:30, and there's a couple speeches by the fire chief and the police chief, and then we take off walking. Yeah, our Kiwanis Club has done it for years. So we're going to be there tonight. If you have questions, call Lori Duggins, 928-715-0222. And then also in Lake Havasu City, there's also a Walk Away from Drugs. That's at the London Bridge Resort at 5:30. Call Ricarda at 928-846-1462. And there's more going on. And to tell us about it is Marilyn Leisure with the noon Kiwanis Club. I don't know, we got so many clubs and Rotary and Kiwanis and everything else, and it just mixes me up sometimes. And you got to be exhausted from the weekend.
Yes, I'm very exhausted.
Yeah, because it was the Noon Kiwanis Club that put on Corn Fest all weekend long, but worked on it for how many months?
It's a lot of planning, and it's a lot of work, a lot of people, volunteers, and it just was a super turnout in spite of the win we had on Saturday. But all in all, it was a very, very good event.
Good,
everybody
good.
Seemed to like it.
And you always have live entertainment, and we're next to the pumpkin patch every year. So it's like that. The kids, like, just leave there and come over and buy cotton candy. So,
yeah. That's
yeah. So we had a good turnout.
Pretty awesome.
We were pleased. So, but it's a great community event. This was year five, I think, for you?
Sixth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've been doing it all 6 years.
All 6 years. I'm getting too old for this.
Oh, no. I'm older than you. You can't be getting too old for that.
We'll talk about that off air.
And then right after this, you roll right into the Spook House, which opens up again, I think, Friday night?
I have some dates for that. But
oh, okay.
Before we get into the haunted house, I would like, first of all, thank you for having me on air.
Sure.
This is Marilyn Leisure, and I'm with the Kiwanis Club of the Colorado River, the Noon Club. And I'd like to talk about our upcoming event, Trunk or Treat. That will be Monday, October the 31st at Gary Keith Park.
And you're in charge of that event yourself.
Yes, I'm the chairman for that. And it starts at 5:30 to 8:30. And it's a safe alternative to trunk or treating for our children. We'll be having the costume contest, coloring contest, and, of course, our favorite DJ Loki will be there. She's there every year, and we are so excited. She just really, keeps the kids going.
Oh, yeah.
And they just love her. And we will also be having the Scream in the Dark Haunted House will be open that evening. Let's see.
Because it's the same park, Gary Keith Park.
Same park, yes. The Haunted House will be open this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And will be open, of course, on Trunk or Treat night.
So you're going to take Sunday off? Thursday, Friday, Saturday? And
yes.
Then Monday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, all those actors in there have to have a day off.
They have to.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's see. Our Trunk or Treat, of course, starts at 5:30 to 8:30. But setup time for the trunkers to come in is at 4:15 p.m. We will have someone staging all the trunkers. And also, I'm looking for trunkers to come out and participate. Right now, we have about 49 trunkers lined up to go.
Oh, wow.
And those that would like to participate as a trunker can go to crkiwanis.com, and you can click on a tab that says Trunk or Treat. And at the top, you go to the 2022 vehicle registration form. You fill it out and send the email to the form. To the email address that's on the form.
Okay.
And also, too, a big thank you to Dot Foods is our major sponsor for the Trunk or Treat. This is like third year in a row that they've sponsored us, and we're so, so grateful for their support. They're there every year for us, and it's just really wonderful
I just went through cardio rehab up at Warm Sea. And when I was done, I thought, oh, I'll just swing by Walmart and pick him up a bag of candy. $24 for a bag of candy. I was like, oh, my God. But they were worth it. All those nurses up there take good care of you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so candy's going to be a little expensive this year.
Yes, it is. Yeah. We spend anywhere between $6,000 and $7,000 worth of candy.
Because you guys come around and keep asking everybody, you need more candy, you need more candy.
Yeah, the trunkers usually bring money. bring money!
Marilyn will take all your money.
Yes. they bring enough candy to get them started, and if they run around, we have one of the Kiwanians going around for filling them with more candy because we don't want anybody leaving the site while the trunk or treating
right.
is going on. So it's just to keep everybody continuously handing out candy.
Sure.
So, which is really cool.
And the line can continue, just go around the trunk or treat and go over and go through the Scream in the Dark.
Right. Yeah, the costume contest, I want to give a shout out to Anderson Ford. Matt has always been instrumental with our Trunk or Treat event, and this is his second year sponsoring the costume contest. And I really do appreciate him doing that. That just leaves me one less thing I have to worry about.
And you still have the city stage? Is that where you do the costume contest?
We have our own stage.
Oh, okay.
We don't have the city stage brought in
that.
So anyway, yeah, we'll have candy and people that will be bringing in games and handing out candy. It's just going to be a lot of fun. We get a lot of repeated families that come out. The families dress up. I mean, they're so cute. I've just taken so many pictures.
Over the years, yeah.
Over the years that I've done the Trunk or Treat. Also, too, I just would like to reach out that we are in need of water. If somebody would like to sponsor and donate some water to us, would be really great.
Okay.
They can,
for Monday night.
Yes, for Monday night.
Okay.
You can reach out to me at MarylandLeisure@yahoo.com and let me know if you can help us out. But we also are bringing back the free hot dogs and chips and water to be handed out this year. We hadn't done that in a couple of years due to COVID and just getting back on our feet and everything. We decided, okay, let's do it again this year, and we're looking forward to that as well.
Good.
And also, I understand that the Kiwanis Morning Club will be donating hot dogs to that event as well.
Yes, I think we have about 2 or 3 dozen left.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's wow, you did a lot of hot dogs.
Yeah, we did. And I think that's all we have left. And so I'll get a hold of Steve today and have him call you and get those to you.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Because yesterday he told me they're in his freezer. I said, okay, good.
But that's cool.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's see, what else do I have to talk about here today?
So you guys have a poker run coming up soon.
Yes, we do. That is December 3rd.
Which is a Sunday. Or, no, Saturday.
Saturday.
The 2nd is a boombox parade, and then Saturday is the 3rd, yeah.
Right, yes. If anybody's interested in signing up for the poker run, it's $75 per vehicle. That's before November 26th. And then after that, it's $85 per vehicle starting November 26th.
Okay.
And they can go online to register at eventbrite.com and click on Biannual Kiwanis Off-Road Poker Run and register your vehicle. And that will include 2 lunches, 1 poker hand, and 1 whip flag. And also, big shout-out to Anderson Power Sports, 928 Desert Riders. They are the sponsors for the Kiwanis Poker Run.
Okay. And is this off-road or is this?
This is off-road.
Oh, it's off-road.
Yeah.
So you need a 4-wheel drive or a UTV?
Either or. I mean, whatever you want, that's going to withhold the desert, you know, and not break down.
I won't be driving my new Tundra.
No, I wouldn't do that. But we have some great prizes. For first place, it's $1,000.
Wow.
And our second place winner is $500, and third is $250. And then we're also giving out $100 for the worst hand. So we have some great lunches that we will be providing. And it's a fun event. And looking forward to seeing everybody that date as well.
Where do you meet that day to start
it
off?
I think we're meeting at the Anderson Power Sports.
Oh, okay, in Old Bullhead.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
We have a new location.
Okay.
And
Everybody gets a map of where they're going to go and
where
their spots are, where they get a card. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Fabulous.
This is our first time there, so we'll see how it works.
All right. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat with Marilyn some more. Questions, 702-298-1063. Now's the time on Wednesday, a winning Wednesday. You want to call in and go to Perkins with a $25 gift card, give us a call now, 702-298-1063.
Yeah.
bugs are outside and inside on the Colorado River 24/7/365. So if they're in your home or business, call Barron Pest Solutions, 758-5499. No one wants a visitor or a customer seeing a dragon crawling across your floor. Call Barron there today, bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective treatments that turns termites, spiders, scorpions, and dragons away from your home or business, 758-5499. Solving your bug problems, Barron Pest Solutions, quality experience, family.
Is it hard to budget your electric bill? Mojave Electric can help with their budget billing plan. With budget billing, your electric payment is the same each month based on your average usage from the previous 12 months. Applications for budget billing are due October 31st. If you have questions or need more information about budget billing, call 928-763-1100 or visit mojaveelectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in yourself. You never know. 928-718-9444.
It's burgers, fries, and pie at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City. You'll have your choice of five custom-cooked burgers. Add cheese or bacon if you like, fries included. Then pick your favorite slice of fresh pies, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. If you like burgers, head to Perkins now. Plus, over 100 choices of Coke products. How perfect for the tail end of summer, but only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 100185.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by each and every day Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm system, home or commercial, experts in swimming pools, that's new swimming pools, home or commercial, experts in pest solutions, home or commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your pets and your children. Alarm systems, pools, and pest solutions, call Barron Services, 928-758-5499. Mojave Mortgage, are you looking for some money? Maybe a vacation home, maybe an add-on? Well, call the founder and CEO, Chad Hansen, at Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. You go in and you sit down at his big desk. It's huge. It's like 45 feet long. It's a big desk. And you start filling out some paperwork for your loan. Let's say you want to add on to your home. You need let's say $120,000. You start filling out a couple pieces of paper, and you look up, and you realize he's not at his desk anymore, and there's no windows or doors. Where'd he go? Well, his chair is a dumbwaiter, and it goes down into his vault, which is the size of a Pentagon underground. And there he gets your $120,000, and he puts it on a silver platter and brings it up and just hands it to you. It's that simple at Mojave Mortgage. Almost. Call him up at 928-288-2691. Get some of Chad's money. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Would you like to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire, train, and get you certified as a certified nursing assistant through MCC. Yes, while you're being paid. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapist, occupational therapist, and speech therapist. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. All right, welcome back into the studio. Marilyn Leisure with the Colorado River Noon Kiwanis Club. Where do you guys meet? You meet at the golf course?
We meet at the Chaparral.
Yeah. On Wednesday.
Wednesday from 12 to 1.
Okay. If somebody wants to be a member, just show up, right?
Just come on in and check and see, you know, what our club is all about at the meetings. You can have lunch there as well. And we've had a lot of people walk in, and they want to become a member. I mean, we're in a very, very exciting group and enthusiastic, and we are out in the community helping our children, one child at a time, and in our community as well. We all have special hearts and reaching out to the individuals that really need help.
Right.
So, anyway, once again, I'm here to talk about the Trunk or Treat, which will be on Monday, October 31st at the Gary Keith Park from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And those that are going to be trunking, remember 4:15 is setup time. Please try to be there on time. And the haunted house is going to be open this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and will be open during the Trunk or Treat. The haunted admission is $7. So those that would like to come out and check it out, it was a big hit at Cornfest, and we're keeping it open and for you to come down and enjoy and get scared. I won't go through it.
You won't?
No.
And the Builders Academy helped you guys build that and put it together.
They did, yes. Yeah. Awesome group of kids.
I had to walk in there Thursday to find Mike McGilvery. No? Gene Quinn.
Yes.
One of them, yeah.
Gene.
And tell me where they were going to set up our Kiwanis booth. And all he did was take me out and said, there's Maria. She'll know. So, you know. But I walked in there, and where I walked in, it was probably like their little table area. You know, it wasn't the part of the spook house. But I can see where when the lights go off, it's pretty dark and scary in there.
It is,
yeah. So
the actors were amazing, I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And too scary for you, huh?
I won't go through. No. I don't want to have nightmares.
No?
No?
Okay. All right. If anyone has questions, would you say your email was?
It's MarilynLeisure@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And go ahead and check us out at crkiwanis.com. Fill out the registration form and send it back to me, and we'll get you in line with the rest of the group, and we'll have a lot of fun that evening.
And I guarantee if you're an adult out there and you want to experience all these kids that come around in their costumes and everything else that they wear, this is a great opportunity. And this Trunk or Treat is how old, do you know? I mean, it started back in the Target parking lot.
It started at Kohl's.
Oh, Kohl's, okay.
And there was like maybe 10 vehicles there. And it was there for about 3 years, and then it switched over to Target. Because Kohl's didn't want the liability issues, so I went to the manager at Target, and they said, we'd love to have you. So we had it there for about 4 years, and we outgrew it. It wasn't safe, so we transferred it over to Gary Keith Park. It is very safe there, and we keep track of all the vehicles that are on site for, you know, safety for our children.
Right.
And we will have radio, so hopefully we won't lose anybody in the interim.
Hopefully not. Yeah, you don't want to lose any people.
No.
Marilyn, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank
great
you.
Information. Go out there Monday night and see all the kids and give some candy out of your trunk and have fun.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate
all right.
it.
Stick around. We're going to come right back. Remind you real quick, a couple things going on. There is a Halloween extravaganza and trunk or treat at Desert Star Academy tomorrow night at 5:30.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988 with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus, curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf Club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.3 for Bullhead City, Laughlin and Needles. On translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk on KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk is the voice of the free.
No, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Walker Service Electric, Walker Electrician Service, Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City, and all the areas in between. Walker Service Electricians can take care of electrical issues at your home, apartments, condos, mobile homes, and businesses of any size, plus new construction and highline power. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric. They're available 24/7. Put the number in your cell phone, 928-718-9444. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. It's burger, fries, and pie time at Perkins. 5 different burgers for you to choose from. Add cheese, add bacon, then you get your fries with it. Then you pick your piece of pie you want. Yeah, what do you want? You want banana cream, French silk, pumpkin pie, lemon pie? I don't know if you can still get strawberry pie or not this time of year. If you like burgers, head to Perkins right now. And remember, they have over 100 choices of Coca-Cola products. And a great way to end the summer. And on Friday, all the fish you can eat. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, service in Mojave County since 1988 with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum, they buy steel, they buy copper, cars and car parts, plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins and dumpsters, debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. Go to bulldogdisposal.com to learn more or call 928-753-6786. Mojave Electric Cooperative and TWN are partnering to bring you fast, reliable internet, digital telephone, and TV streaming service. And then Thursday, tomorrow from 10 to 2, you can go by the MEC offices on Hancock Road and probably get a little gift and maybe some cookies or something. You know, they have a little open house there from 10 to 2 tomorrow. Check that out. Now, you can enjoy your favorite digital activities at ease. Pre-register today at twn.com/Mojave or call 928-288-2095 or stop by TWN offices on Silver Creek Road. All right, a couple more things to tell you about. Kingman has a morning mixer tomorrow morning at 7:30. It's brought to you by U of A at MCC on the Beale Street location. And any questions, call the Kingman Chamber at 928-753-6253. And then Desert Valley Elementary School on Marina has a, in Bullhead City, has a trunk or treat tomorrow evening. Kicks off at 6 o'clock at Desert Valley. Any questions, call Desert Valley Elementary at 928-758-6606. All right. My next guest is Nancy Monjo, and she has not made it in yet. Well, let's just hope she walks in here any minute. Hopefully. Nancy. Nancy is a candidate for the for the Colorado River Union High School District Board of Directors. And I know she's a busy person out there. And, oh, she's pulling in right now. So she'll be here in just a moment. Let me tell you a couple more things as we roll into another song. Valley View Medical Center has a trunk or treat this Friday evening from 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock. If you want to participate or you have questions, call Valley View Medical Center at 928-788-2273. And the Boys and Girls Club in Bullhead City has a Halloween bash with tons of candy on Friday. Oh, excuse me, it's a Saturday from 3:30 to 6 at the club. Call 763-1411 if you have questions. Triple Farms has a fall festival in Mojave Valley at 9566 Evans Lane. That's from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Call Brittany at 648-3870. And, of course, you already heard, this is a trunk or treat put on by Grace with Make Bullhead Better at MCC. That's also on Saturday evening from 6:30 to 9. Any questions, call Grace. Heck, 928-444-2896. Then there's also at Harrah's a comedy show. Yeah, in the outdoor Rio Vista Amphitheater, 8 o'clock at night. Call Harrah's, 702-298-4600. And then this Saturday is the big, and I mean big, DEA National Take Back Day. And this is at Bullhead City Police Department, Kingman Police Department, and Lake Havasu Police Department. You have no excuse why you can't participate in this. And it is from 10 o'clock until 2. It's a great way to get rid of outdated prescription drugs, prescriptions that you no longer take, or maybe someone passed and they had a bunch of prescriptions and you're like, what do I do with these? Take them back to the police department in Havasu, Bullhead, or Kingman this Saturday from 10 to 2. Okay? And you can get rid of them right then and there. And, of course, there is a trunk or treat at the library on Monday at 10 a.m., the 31st. And that is that's probably going to be for the little kids because most of the kids are in school. Trunk or treat at the library on Hancock Road. Any questions, call the library at 758-0714. And, of course, you just heard the Spook House and Trunk or Treat for the Kiwanis Club at Gary Keith Park on the 31st, 5:30 until 8:30. And all the cars stay till 8:30. So if you show up at 5:30, 6:30, 7:30, you're going to get candy because they keep passing it out and passing it out. Make sure everyone's got plenty of candy to give away. All right, hold on 1 second here because I'm going to check and see if Nancy Monjo is outside the studio. Now in the studio, Nancy Monjo, who ran, how long did you run Legacy? Whoops, hold on. Say that again.
Oh,
there we go.
15 years.
Move it up just a little closer. And then you got the microphone, you got that wire over there. Take that off. There you go.
Okay, I got it.
Because that'll make noise. And now you're running for the Colorado River Union High School District Board of Directors. And I have a whole list of questions.
All right.
How long have you lived on the Colorado River?
18 years.
Okay. are you involved with in Bullhead City with like Elks or Lions or Kiwanis or Rotary or anything?
Well, let's see. I am a River Fund.
Okay.
Because I'm a founder.
That's right.
And I'm still on the board, immediate past president at this point. I am Mojave County Bridge to Recovery Chair. I'm on the Mojave Community College Nursing Advisory Board, the Mojave Community College RadTech Advisory Board. I chair the nursing one. And I'm on the advisory committee for the campus. Let's see, what else am I on? Oh, I'm on the Board of Health for Mojave County.
What's your level of education personally?
I have a master's degree in education, a master's degree in social work, and I am an RN. So
okay.
I have a few.
What do you feel your personal biggest accomplishment is?
My personal biggest accomplishment?
Yeah.
Marrying my husband.
Oh, okay.
38 years ago.
Wow. Okay. Have you had any career experience that you feel that has prepared you for a high school board member?
Well, let's see. Years ago in my youth, Larry, before I was a nurse first. I worked in the emergency room for a couple of years, and then I went into social work got a degree in social work. And I worked with Jerome Miller to help deinstitutionalize the training schools in Massachusetts. And then I was the director of a detention center for court-involved boys for 11 years. That's probably my favorite job in the whole world.
Wow.
But I needed to buy a house, have a car that worked. you know, social workers don't make a lot of money.
Right.
And so after 11 years, I went back into medicine. And that's when I recruited. I went to Ireland and the Philippines recruiting nurses at that time, and then climbed my way back into medicine and administration until I was vice president of clinical services at Mass General.
So tell us, why are you running for the high school board?
Well, I retired, you know.
Yeah.
And then Mehdi Azami called me one day and said, I need to talk to you. There's a group of us that want you to run for the high school board.
Oh.
And I said, oh, I just retired. And he said, yeah, we know. But that's not going to last long. Because I retired from my positions in Boston when I came here. And
right.
I was going to be retired.
And then you got into legacy for how many years?
15.
Yeah.
Yeah. And prior to that, you know, I was with the United Way with Penny Renfro.
Right.
And
oh, yeah.
I was helping her for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
That ended up being a year. So I do have, I have a lot of administrative experience. Mm-hmm. I also have a lot of, because of the Legacy Foundation and my previous jobs in Boston, a lot of financial background with having to deal with very large budgets.
What is your platform or goals if you get elected?
I think we need to get back to educating kids, and I know I say that like it's a cliche, and it's not. These kids, due to COVID, which is of course a public health crisis that I know a little about.
Oh yeah.
Are behind, and we got to catch them up. And so I really think that our efforts need to be concentrated on educating kids. And to do that, we need to support our teachers, who were absolutely phenomenal during that COVID epidemic and pandemic. And I just think that's where we need to get back to educating kids. And we need to start respecting each other. Larry,
okay.
If you've known me for a very, very long time, I don't think disrespect belongs in the professional world. It just doesn't.
Okay. What do you feel our high school district is doing right now, in your opinion?
Well, I went to a professional development seminar and saw some of the most motivated and wonderful teachers on the planet, I think. They have a lot of momentum right now to get these kids back on track, and I think we need to support that.
Okay. Where do you think that the high school district has dropped the ball?
Well, like all high school districts, because of the pandemic, et cetera, we have lost our way a little bit.
Okay.
I don't think it's unlike, if you look across Arizona, if you look across the United States, the scores in math and English have all dropped this last year. So I don't know if it's dropped the ball or had the ball dropped on them.
Do you think the school district's doing enough for homeless students?
I think with the McKinney-Vento grant, you know what that is, Larry?
No.
Oh, McKinney-Vento was a grant that the high school and the elementary schools receive funds to help with homeless students. I think they're doing the best they can, because homeless doesn't mean necessarily they're sleeping on the streets, although we may have some kids that are. But
usually they're couch surfing, going from one house to another. And,
or they're living in someone's garage, or they're living on in the grandmother's house, and there's eight people in one bedroom. Those are all situations of homeless, and I think they have two people, one in the high school and one in the elementary school, that just deal with those homeless kids.
Right.
So I think that's the right thing, and at least we can keep a handle on who they are and where they are.
How about the special needs students? Do you think the Colorado River Union High School District is doing enough for special needs?
Well, if you ask anybody with special needs, they'll tell you no. I think that, again, they're doing, with the funds that they have, they're doing the best they can for our special needs students. It's very difficult, I think, for depending on what the need is. You know, if you have a child with autism who has Tourette's and they're in a classroom with 20 other kids, well, there's going to be problems.
A lot of challenges.
Yeah, yeah.
Where do you see that you would like to change some things at the district level?
Well, I think we need to be kinder to each other. I think we need to listen.
Okay.
I think we stopped listening along the way, and I think some of the board members have tried to listen but have been overshadowed by others. And but I think that parents and kids have ideas. Now, these aren't little kids.
Right.
These are high school kids. They're going to be voting for the President of the United States pretty soon. So we better listen to what they have to say.
Okay.
I think that if we could do anything better, we could listen to each other a little bit better.
What do you feel the largest issue is facing the school district?
Well, funds. you can't do a lot without funding.
Right.
And when your funding is being shuffled in one way, when the school and the administration and the teachers believe it might be better off in another way, you're going to have problems. So funding is always an issue, and safety is the other issue.
All right. In 2019, pre-COVID, the United States was 1 million teachers short.
Mm-hmm.
Are we better now?
No, I think we're worse. You know, and I've been working with a shortage of personnel for years and years and years. We were 2 million nurses short in the years that I was in the hospital. So 1 million teachers is outrageous. When I read the story on the Washington Post, did you read that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my goodness, I'll send it to you, Larry. There was a story in the Washington Post about our school, about Carolyn Stewart and our schools. It was the saddest thing I ever read in my life. There was an expose, a whole expose in the Washington Post. I'm surprised you don't know about it.
I don't. Yeah.
It's amazing. It takes her from a 75-year-old superintendent standing at the airport with a sign with somebody's name on it. They're not really sure how to pronounce it, coming from the Philippines.
Right.
And it goes all the way, and it brings this young woman into Bullhead, where she lives with five other people, and she goes to school the next day ready to teach.
Right.
And the craziness she meets when she goes into that school. But the saddest thing was at the end, it said, and there was the principal looking down at 26 open holes.
Oh, yeah.
For teaching the next day.
Right.
How do you deal with something like that?
I know. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. Once again, if you want to call in and win a Perkins gift card for $25, call now, 702-298-1063. Paul LaVoy is coming in next. He's got Lake Havasu City school kids in there, and then a wellness center checkup. So stick around for that at the top of the hour.
Mountain View Homes, established in 1987 in Fort Mojave, Arizona. Glenn builds custom homes, track homes, on your lot, or he can assist you in finding a lot. Mountain View Homes is your one stop. Glenn has over 100 plans for you to look at, or meet with his draftsmen and design your dream home. Glenn has a model home available for you to see his quality workmanship. Call today. Sitting down and talking is free. 928-768-7253. 928-768-7253.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Mini-Ana Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Mini-Ana Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Everyone enjoys their perfect temperature at home or work. However, sometimes you need help getting that perfect temperature. Arizona Comfort Solutions serves residential or commercial, servicing your whole system. Arizona Comfort Solutions can fine-tune your thermostats, air conditioning units, or swamp coolers, keeping you cool all summer. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 928-758-2400. 928-758-2400.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafower, founder of East West Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at East West Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity, and you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by ProFit Kitchen, Kitchen Bath and Beyond, the Laughlin Mall, and TWN Communications. And I'm not going to read you all the promos because we're going to get right back into questions with Nancy Monjo. And can you think of any reason that you wouldn't be able to make any meetings or workshops or conferences?
No, right now.
Whoops.
Oh, okay. No, right now they have the schedule of events, so I would make sure my life was built around that.
Okay. Can you think, do you think that the board needs term limits?
Well, the board has, our board?
Yeah.
It has term limits, 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
then you're revoted, but I mean, like, our governor has term limits. They can only run twice.
Right, right. I don't know. I don't think so. As long as the board member is still really doing the job.
Okay.
And I don't think so.
All right.
You know what? I think term limits need to be left up to the voters.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
How can the high school improve for the students to be a quality workforce member?
Well, there's a question. I think that we need to start maybe teaching some life skills classes. Kids don't know what a checkbook is or how to even write a check or anything in that arena. And even I work with recovering people, and that's the first thing we have to teach.
Right.
This is a bank account. This is how you do it. This is why you don't take all your money out. This is why, yeah. And we, Christopher Luciano, who's with Revive, is one of the board members on Mojave County Bridge to Recovery, and he's going to start teaching our Rose Garden House, which is a recovery house that we have in Kingman, He's going to...
Finances?
Yeah. Yeah, that's his
big strength.
Yeah, he's great.
Explain your thoughts on the role of a board member for the school district.
Our role is to... we have one employee, Larry, and that employee is the superintendent. My employees are not the teachers, are not the principals, are not the directors of all the programs. That's not my employee. If I'm to be voted on the board, I have one employee. And then it's his job, in this case it's Dr. Tim Richard, it's his job to make sure that everything is running smoothly. And if I find that it's not, then I go to him.
Okay. Are you aware of board certifications, board member certifications?
No.
Okay. Because I think I believe the state requires you to go to the classes and become certified as a board member.
Yes, yeah. And I believe in that.
Yeah.
Because when I was on, years ago, I was chair of the First Things First board. Mm-hmm. So that was my first public board in Arizona that I was on. And I had to go to school to learn public law. And I've told my teammates, listen, if we get voted in, I'm going to school to learn public law again, because it's been a lot of years since I've taken it, and I want to know how to behave, how, for example, at the forum the other night, I was asked, somebody said, well, sometimes the board doesn't answer me, and I had to explain to them that 3 minutes, if it's not on the agenda,
they can't talk.
Nobody can talk to you. Yeah. And they said, is that right? And I said, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
How is the Anderson Fieldhouse doing, in your opinion?
I think it's doing great. I think that Ed Catalfamo and his team are doing a great job in getting that field house. Listen, I was not for the field house. I was one of the people that wasn't for it. But once the stick went up, now I used to say to the board at Legacy, we have to be for it. It's
right.
Here.
It's here.
We have to make it successful. And I think that it is a lot more successful than people thought it was going to be, including me.
How do we challenge the students to achieve their highest potential?
I think if you hold students to other students, I was a smart kid. I was a poor kid, but I was a smart kid. And my smarts got me into all the circles with the not-so-poor kids.
Okay.
So they need to be challenged. I don't think we can't decrease the standards. We have to increase them, and we have to make it worth their while to reach them.
Okay. We have less than a minute. Would you support all new school buses having seat belts for every student?
How about our new school buses having Wi-Fi, Larry? So those four-hour trips to sporting events? Safety is a priority for us. I don't know how you would manage that, that's all.
Okay.
So I would have to look more into that to see if it would be feasible.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're out of time, Nancy.
Okay.
It's been fun and entertaining, and I hope the listeners learn a lot about you.
Well, thank you very much.
Maria will be in here Friday, Artie on Monday, and Dr. Cardone cannot make it in. So we'll let the voters listen and decide.
Okay.
That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Everyone have a great day. Paul LaVoy's up next, then Sean Hannity.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.